USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travel headaches continuing across the country as flights are continuing to be delayed as COVID cases surge. FlightAware reporting more than 2,500 flights were canceled on Monday. This comes after more than 6,000 were canceled globally on Christmas Eve, Christmas, and the day after. The TSA saying they screened millions of passengers over the holiday weekend, the busiest time of year for air travel. This traveler at LaGuardia Airport in Queens, New York, tells Fox News she's no fan of being stranded at an airport.
It's frustrating because, you know, it's kind of scary and, you know, getting stranded at an airport.
President Biden back in Delaware after spending some time at the White House holding a conference call with governors. Biden saying more at-home tests are on the way. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The vaccine requirement for New York City goes into effect on Monday. The mandate requiring private sector employees to have at least one dose of a vaccine as of this week. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis joins Fox and Friends and says she's hopeful a couple of things happen that would eliminate the vaccine mandate.
Next week, we're going to get a new mayor here in New York City, and we're hoping that that mayor is going to revisit some of these policies, and the Supreme Court will be looking at the Biden mandate as well. So let's hope that things loosen up here and we focus more on treatment and therapeutics going forward.
A AAA survey of gas stations finds the national average price for regular is back below $3.29 a gallon. Prices are below $3 a gallon in 11 states. Oklahoma's statewide average of $2.86 a gallon is the nation's lowest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The pandemic again wreaking havoc on an annual event.
More and more companies have decided they will not be represented in Las Vegas, at least not firsthand, at the Consumer Electronics Show next month. Microsoft now the latest to say it will only participate in the CES remotely without any physical presence because of the concerns about the rise of the fast-spreading Omicron coronavirus variants. Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and many other big companies have bowed out already. Before the Friday report that Microsoft will be at the CES only remotely, Consumer Electronics Show officials saying last week the event will still go on, though, is scheduled on January 5th through the 8th with vaccination requirements, masking, and COVID-19 tests available for in-person participation. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican-led states will restrict access to abortion pills via telehealth appointments, despite a move by the FDA to lift restrictions on prescribing the drugs. Five states have explicitly banned telehealth visits to prescribe abortion medication: Arizona, Arkansas, Missouri, Louisiana, and West Virginia. An additional 15 states have mandated that a physician must be present when a patient obtains and uses an abortion drug, effectively banning the use of telemedicine for prescribing and dispensing it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.